Real Talk Real Muslims is a podcast by two young Muslims who talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of life as a young Muslim today.
Welcome back to Real Talk Real Muslims. This is Rowan.
And this is Ran. Today, we have very special guests with us. They are the founders of Amassi Decor, and their names are Seja and Soha. And they both have a shared appreciation for modern taste and fine decor. And because of this, they started a company that was formerly known as Kenzi. And basically, it was to help celebrate Ramadan and Eid both elegantly and effortlessly. Their goal with Amassi is to help Muslims everywhere create new traditions for their family for years to come. They believe that high style and trendy design should be available for all major holidays. And Rowan and I absolutely agree with that, and that's why we're super excited to have them today.
Soha is a Palestinian American. She's a mom of a 7.5 and a 6-year-old, and she's the co-founder of Amassi Decor. She is currently in graduate school for a degree in clinical mental health counseling. Seja is also Palestinian American, and she is from Tacoma, Washington. She is the mom of a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. Seja takes on many roles, from mom to student to business owner, and Ramadan and Eid are her favorite holidays, and that's what brings her here today to talk about all things Ramadan and Eid, and we're super excited to have them with us today. So thank you guys again so much for joining us today. We're super excited to have you with us today to talk about your company and about getting into the Ramadan and the Eid and the holiday spirit. So let's go ahead and jump right in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. So the first question that we have for you guys is, like, how did you guys get the idea to start your company?
So this is Soha speaking. So I had my first daughter a few days before Ramadan, and you know, I was just a lot more aware and of like Ramadan and all of that at that time. It also just put me in this mindset of really wanting to make sure that I make Ramadan and Eid really special for my kids. Because I grew up, you know, with Ramadan and Eid being were really special. My mom would go out of her way to put up decor, and I wanted to make sure that I continue that tradition of making it meaningful for my kids as well.
Yeah, and then when I got married into the family, Soha, like, had kids before I did, so she was already in that mindset of, like, decorating her house and especially things that she was making herself. So we bonded over that, and I had my mom as well with, you know, make things herself and make Ramadan Eid special. And I had memories as a kid trying to make Ramadan Eid as well special and making little things to decorate the masjid with and decorate our house with. And I knew for a fact that, like, this was something that I was really passionate about. And considering the lack of options out there, Soha and I came together, and we came up with so many ideas, and we knew that, like, kind of the company grew naturally, and we just had so many ideas and wanted to put them out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw a need, and so we wanted to make sure that we helped fulfill that need.
I think that's really important, especially, like, like, growing up in a non-Muslim country, it's really important to make sure that you make Eid, especially, like, for your kids, really fun. Just because, like, during Christmas time and all the other holidays, it's, like, very blown up. So you don't want to make your kids feel left out of it. So I think that it's really important that you guys are doing this.
Yeah. You guys mentioned, you know, kind of, like, the gap that you're filling in today's market and kind of, like, where your company came from. So I guess looking into the future, what is, like, your long-term vision for your company?
So for Amassi, like, when Soha and I came together, we really knew that we wanted to make Ramadan and Eid, you know, elegant and effortless and accessible. And so we just really want to help that modern-day Muslim family be able to create new traditions for the family and, you know, have something that they're proud and excited to hang up and keep up, you know, nothing that's, you know, overdone or tacky and, you know, kind of just fits with their aesthetic and complements their home decor.
I think one of the biggest long-term goals that we have for our company is to, inshallah, help put Ramadan and Eid, make it more mainstream. Like you said, we are like growing up in a non-Muslim country, and so we want to make sure that the next generations don't feel left out and that, you know, their holidays are also mainstream and are also accessible and they can also make them a big deal.
Yeah, that's really important. Because I think for me, like growing up here, I always compare the two holidays, especially because most of the time we're in school, like during Ramadan, or even like for Tarawih, with school, like, you know, you can't go at night because you have to wake up the next day for school. And that's changed as we've grown up. But I think it's really important to be in that holiday spirit. And like my family didn't used to decorate, but these last couple of years, we've been like putting effort and making sure that our home looks festive and like it reflects that there is a holiday going on. Yeah. And even like hanging lights outside of the house, because you see all of the Christmas lights during Christmas time, but you also want to make sure that people know that it's your holiday as well. And I know like a lot of people would go to their neighbors and like, you know, give them like Ramadan cookies or things like that, just so the holiday spirit is going around.
Yeah, mashallah, that's something that we've been really excited about seeing, that there's definitely a lot more awareness and a lot more just people being wanting to make Ramadan and Eid a bigger deal and decorating, even if they didn't in the past. So that's something that we love to see, alhamdulillah.
And we also love like our customer feedback. We've always been so impressed with how people have used our products, what they're asking for, what they're demanding. You know, sometimes it's like you don't really know what, like your product, you can advertise it a certain way, but then once it gets into the household, people put their own twist on it and really, you know, show that they're excited to even have these products in their hands.
Yeah, that's definitely been one of my favorite parts about working with Anasi, is just seeing people's creativity and seeing like our products kind of be used in their households and you know, personalized in for each family.
Yeah, I'm just curious, like, what are some of you guys' like favorite products that you've seen people use?
So I think one of my favorite products would have to be the cake toppers. For whenever you walk into a bakery, you've always seen like Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, and all that. So I think it was really nice to bring that to the table and see how people have been using them. A cake topper is great for cakes. People have used them for boutiques as well, for flower boutiques. They're a great statement at a party. And what's really nice about them is that, you know, they can also be a really cute gift when you're taking someone flowers or taking cake to an iftar party. You can just, you know, gift them that topper as well. And they are reusable, so it's very easy to just wash them. And then that person that you just took it to their house can use it again.
That's awesome. And I love having that just as part of my, like, home decor. So I'll have it in like a flower arrangement that I put on my Ramadan table, and it's something that just stays there, and it puts a smile on my face anytime I kind of walk past it, and it really kind of elevates my Ramadan setup.
I really like that, especially like in the flowers, because you can have it throughout the whole month of Ramadan and not only like when you're going out or things like that. So I like how your products could be used in both like a simple way, but also like for a more festive and I guess a gathering type of way.
Yeah.
And Rowan and I were like looking through the products and stuff, and like you guys mentioned, I really love how they are like simple but like, you know, to the point. They give the festivity, but they're also not like over the top where it's like you know, not matching with the home decor. So I really love that about the decor, because like, you know, there's a lot of companies that you see and they're all unique in their own way, but I really love how it's like very simple and nice and to the point.
Thank you. Yeah, we really appreciate that. And we love that you said that, because like one of the biggest things that we want to make sure that we do with Anasi is that we want our products to be versatile, something that you can reuse and something that you can really enjoy keeping up for all of Ramadan and even beyond. So we really appreciate that you say that. Thank you.
And like even in our Muslim community, whenever it's like close to Ramadan, they're always looking for decor for the masjid. Yeah. They're always looking decor for their house. So like we're going to make sure to share it with our whole Muslim community, just so that, you know, they can buy from you guys, because like we always really need it, and they're always looking for places to buy from that's like, you know, reasonably priced and cute. So you guys literally fit that perfectly.
Yeah. So we love working with like Islamic schools, libraries. We've sponsored many Muslim-owned events, and we're always looking for ways to help the community. So whenever there's a silent auction, we've loved to work with them. So Yeah, definitely. If you guys know Islamic schools and such, you know, feel free to let us know, and we'd love to work with them.
Michelle, we'll like let you down to give you the information, because we actually have an Islamic school near that, like, it's the only Islamic school we have around, so we'll like give you that information, inshallah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And you know, now that Ramadan is starting to kind of come earlier and earlier, a lot of schools, especially here, we're in the south, so Ramadan is starting to actually be during the school time, and so we've loved working with schools and helping them with, you know, like kind of decorate their spaces, mm-hmm. and so definitely, like, that's a you know, one of our biggest goals, and alhamdulillah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And so, like, what are some of the fun Ramadan / Eid traditions that you guys practice, like, in your household or that your families, like, you grew up practicing?
Yeah, so, you know, we definitely started a lot of, especially, like, in our household, we've started a lot of traditions, and especially given the new developments with everything right now that's going on with the coronavirus,
yeah.
we feel like it's even more important to really, like, just take it a step back and focus more on family and on instilling those traditions a little bit more. And so, you know, we, one of the things we've been doing and we want to make sure that we continue to do and to focus on a little bit more is, whenever Ramadan, a couple of days before Ramadan, we kind of get the whole family up and excited to decorate. So we'll bring out their decorating boxes, everybody gets involved, we put some Ramadan music in the background, and everybody has their input and say into, like, where to put the decoration. It just feels very festive and very exciting. And so that puts the whole family in a really, like, positive mood going into Ramadan. But we also, you know, so we make an activity out of putting up the decorations. We also love to, one of the things we like to do is, with our advent calendar, we usually like to kind of put, like, 30 days of good deeds. So we'll have, like, one every day at the beginning of the day, like, the kids will read a little good deed of what they should do for that day, and they end up, by the end of the day, they'll kind of, once they do that good deed, they open a present that we set up. Also, like,
for me, Maria, my eldest is 3 years old, so I plan on, you know, inshallah, now that she's off of school as well, it's kind of, like, good to introduce patience. So she's really into memorizing Quran now and reading, so I'm going to plan on having, like, a Quran station, a prayer station, you know, small little stations around the house that, you know, make her feel like she's doing something during Ramadan, since she's not really fasting. Mm-hmm. And so these little ideas, also, me and Soha came up with an idea of creating a DIY tab to help families, you know, get ideas on what to do during this troubling time. So that's going to be up on our website, inshallah. So, you know, just to get families ideas and, you know, not make them feel like Ramadan is going to be hard, considering that we're all going to be home and missing out on a lot of, like, you know, stuff that we used to previously do during Ramadan.
So, and one thing that's really important too is to, like, keep the spiritual aspect present as much as possible. And so we try to, like, not to get distracted from it. So we'll designate, like, a Quran memorization corner for the kids, decorate a little Ramadan prayer corner, and especially this year, where a lot of masjids may not be even doing Taraweeh prayers, we want to make sure to set up or designate a really special area for the whole family to pray Taraweeh together. And so it's just really important to definitely have the festive and make sure that Ramadan is, you know, is exciting for the family, but at the same time to also make sure to keep the spiritual aspect alive as well, inshallah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's definitely something I think that we need. I think everyone is definitely getting a little bit, like, upset or, like, worried, you know, by the prospect of Ramadan potentially looking really, really different this year. And I feel like you guys is, like, mission and your company is, like, even more important now. And even, you know, not just for, like, you know, like, younger kids and things like that, but for older people and, like, adults, like, having those, like, I really like how you guys talked about, like, the designated spaces, because mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of, you know, different like setups on social media of like people having like prayer rooms in their houses to like help them, you know, be more like inclined to pray and, you know, to help them focus better during prayer because there's like a specific place in their house. So I feel like, yeah, this is just like the perfect timing for everything because it's something that we all really need right now to help keep us motivated and keep us like in those spirits regardless of our age.
And, you know, at the time that I was reflecting over it, thinking about how, you know, a lot of us are bummed out that Tarawih is going to be canceled for Ramadan. And honestly, just thinking about it, you know, Ramadan is all about building that habit and hopefully translating that into, like, after Ramadan and continuing those good deeds. And, for example, Tarawih has meant for us to build that habit of Qiyam al-Layl and, you know, with the thought that, okay, after Ramadan's done, we're going to continue Qiyam al-Layl, you know, after Ramadan. And so I think, subhanAllah, this might be just a blessing in disguise where, you know, people are just going to be more focused on their home and hopefully praying Qiyam al-Layl and Tarawih by themselves or with their family and, you know, implementing that at home and then also, you know, realizing that they can continue that. It doesn't have to be just at the masjid.
But I think, yeah, with practicing, you know, these things in our house and making our like house festive and things like that could keep us in the Ramadan spirit and, you know, it won't make us as bummed out.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, even like the big, you know, iftar dinners, sometimes those can be very distracting. So having really intimate iftar dinners and getting the kids, you know, involved with setting up the table and, you know, just keeping that close-knit, cozy environment for Ramadan during iftar time, you know, I really do think, you know, it's, you know, might be not as bad as we think.
Yeah.
If we approach it with a positive, you know, mindset.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's with, like, everything, you know, like, approaching things with a positive mindset really helps out. But inshallah, I hope that, you know, whatever happens is going to be the best for all of us. And hopefully, you know, we can stay in that Ramadan spirit and things like that. And I really like how you shared the stations because that was, like, one of our questions. How do you, like, keep up with your spirituality during Ramadan? Because sometimes it can get, like, very crazy and people are more focused on the making iftar aspect and we forget about or like making a bunch of food and things like that, but we forget about like actually sitting down and, you know, doing what we're supposed to do and during Ramadan. So that's very important too.
Do you guys have any like personal tips that you use for like how you maintain kind of your spirituality like throughout the month? Because I know kind of towards the end of the month it can, you know, people might start to, you know, feel tired or feel like, okay, like I've been doing good for like the first 10 days, you know, and then it kind of starts to taper off. Do you guys have any advice on, you know, how you guys personally like maintain like that level of spirituality throughout Ramadan and, you know, prepare for that same level of spirituality on Eid in addition to having fun on Eid?
Good question. So I know that like usually you get worn out during mid-Ramadan and you're just tired and, you know, the excitement does kind of start fade. So I think it is important to just, you know, renew your intentions and remember what Ramadan and Eid are really about and just to focus on what your goals are. I like to personally sit down before Ramadan and, you know, kind of like a resolution, kind of figure out what I want to do during Ramadan and just revisit those goals and ideas that I hope to achieve during Ramadan. So, and Eid. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. I also like to every Ramadan kind of get together with a group. Usually it's through text message or WhatsApp, and we kind of it motivates me to read the Quran, so we kind of try to read at least one chapter a day of the Quran so that we by the end of Ramadan are able to inshallah finish it at least once. And so having that accountability from a group helps me to kind of stay focused on at least achieving that goal, because I like to read the Quran at least once during Ramadan, if not more, if I'm able to. So definitely that's another thing. Like a big part of our tradition in our family was to go to Tarawih, and I know with the current situation that might not be available as an option this year, so I definitely want to make sure that, you know, we set up a designated corner for prayer with the family that we can use to kind of say, okay, now we've had iftar, we clean the table, we're all going to go together and pray at the family and make that a part of our tradition, inshallah. And maybe something that, like Sasha said,
that it's a blessing in disguise because it might be easier to continue that tradition after Iftar, inshallah, like pray more sunnah as a family together as well.
And for the younger ones, kind of like approaching Ramadan where, okay, this is the time to, you know, like, for example, my daughter, she always looks forward to something. So inshallah, this Ramadan, I plan on using Eid as like a day of celebration. So during Ramadan, we picked out a couple of surahs that we're going to sit there and memorize together. And then on the day of Eid, you know, like her gifts have a meaning to them because she's not fasting. So, you know, if she memorizes, you know, the surahs that we've picked out, then on Eid, she gets to have like that gift and that celebration. That's so cute.
Yeah.
That is really cute. I think that's awesome too, because I feel like even giving gifts on Eid is like starting to not, maybe it's just like where, like kind of like how I grew up. Yeah. Maybe how like, you know, where we are right now. But I feel like even giving gifts is kind of, you know, not really, you know, maintained as a tradition, or it's not like kind of like an expectation. And a lot of Eid now, I feel like, is about like, oh, like what are you wearing? And like, who's giving you money? I guess maybe because that's, I guess, just what happens as you get older. But I think it's really important too to maintain the tradition of like giving gifts, especially for, you know, younger kids who might not be fasting, and using that to help them feel like there's also a holiday for them too, something for them to be happy about.
Yeah, so that's definitely like a big part of what we do in our family. You know, my kids are younger, they're 7.5 and 6, and so they're at that age where their friends at school are, you know, when Christmas rolls around, they're like, oh, I got this, and I'm doing this, and all these exciting things that are happening for them. My kids come home, and they're like, Mom, that's okay. I actually feel bad for them. My son actually told me this, and he was like, I kind of feel bad for them because they only get one holiday, but we have 30 days of Ramadan and 2 Eid. So we make a big deal of gifting in Ramadan. We do the 30 days, so each day they get a small gift, and it's something very small, but at the same time for them, it's a gift. And of course we make sure that they get to choose their gift for Eid, and it's something super special. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, gift giving, I think it's a big part of it. You know, we've fasted and we've done like this beautiful month of spiritual cleansing, and so it's really nice to kind of celebrate together and celebrate with gifts.
Not downplay. We shouldn't downplay, you know, like, it's not just about the gift. It's the fact that, you know, we made it through Ramadan and we gave it our all. So not downplaying that achievement. Yeah, and so also, like, Soha and I kind of, like, you know, we love gift wrapping and tags, and we have all those products also available, and we also have, you know, money envelopes for those that, you know, don't really like to just, they just like to gift money. I'm that auntie that gives money, so the money envelopes are, like, my best friends.
Yeah, so instead I usually have, like, the money envelope for my kids, and I always have, like, the little gifts wrapped up, and that's the cool thing, is that there are different ways of showing, showing your appreciation and gifting each other, so.
Doesn't have to be extravagant. You know, like I said, like, the small little things at the end of the day, once they do that good deed, like, you'll be surprised what bubbles can do, so. Just getting them excited and, you know, just having that reward at the end of the day really, you know, does keep that spirit throughout the month going.
How do you think for older kids, like, you know, for high school students and, like, college students that are, you know, like, sometimes we don't have those things for us. Like, usually you have to take initiative to make Ramadan, like, festive for yourself and things like that. So what are some tips for, like, high schoolers and, like, college student that want to feel the Ramadan spirit, but it's like, you know, sometimes people feel like you're too old for that, or like even the gift giving, like every single day. So like, how could we make it festive for ourselves?
Yeah, so it's funny that you bring that up, because we've had several, you know, customers kind of approach us and give us feedback, and some of the most rewarding ones have been where we've had college students say, you know, I'm gonna decorate my dorm and it's gonna feel super special. I've been kind of sad that I have to be, you know, away during Ramadan, and so they end up decorating their dorm. Or we've had some, like, high school students or you know, people that say, well, my family doesn't decorate for Ramadan, but I get to decorate my room and I have my corner.
Yeah.
And so just having like a banner up or lights or something super simple like that, we've seen that people just get really excited about having that area. Like, this is dedicated for me, and I'm gonna make it my own and make it special for Ramadan.
Or even hosting like something for your school or your library, you know, just kind of sharing Ramadan with others as well. So a lot of the older kids, preteens, they like to just have to share the message of Ramadan. I remember when I was younger, I had friends in high school fasting with me just because I sat there and explained to them what Ramadan meant, and they were like all about that. I remember I had a friend who's so excited. She was like, "Can I celebrate Eid with you since I fasted with you?" So sharing Ramadan with others is another thing that they can do so that they can, you know, feel like it's important and special.
And we've also had people where they will actually, like kind of like a Galentine's, where it's like a bunch of friends get together and they go out and, like, you know, they'll kind of do their own iftar spread, and they go all out with decorating it and getting a bunch of friends together to have iftar together. So we've noticed that some of the, you know, like Sajid said, the college students, the high school students, and people that are kind of in that age group do these kind of things where they kind of make it their own and make it just, you know, get together and do like a group of friends.
And it's kind of just a mindset you go into. So if you want to make Ramadan Eid a big deal, you know, just go in with that mindset, and, you know, you get in what you put out, or you take out what you put in.
Yeah, exactly. I love that so much, because I think mindset is like key to so many things in life, and especially with, like, you know, really feeling and like being able to cherish like our holidays and our like traditions, like in Islam, in a non-Muslim country. Because I know like so many of, you know, just the people that are like my age, like even from like years and years ago when we were still like pretty young, they would be like, "Oh, like Eid is so boring. Like Ramadan is so boring. Like I'm just gonna not like go to Eid prayer. I'm just not gonna go to the masjid because there's no point, or I don't really feel like, you know, there's the Eid spirit." And I love how you guys frame it as like, you know, it's like a lot about your mindset and a lot about just kind of like, if you go in and you're gonna make it important, then it's gonna feel important. And that's, I feel like, such great advice that is applicable to anyone of any age group.
Exactly.
Yeah, we totally agree. And one thing that we've noticed that has been very, like a lot of our followers and our family, like, has really been excited about it. We've started this like a music playlist for Ramadan. So I usually start playing these songs a couple of days before Ramadan and all throughout Ramadan, and that's the only time of the year that I actually play them. And so whenever we put these songs up, it automatically puts the whole house in kind of like that Ramadan mindset. But I usually play them like after iftar and or like a couple of days before. And so
on your way to the masjid.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we're going to be driving to the masjid as much this year, but definitely something that we can kind of creates a great atmosphere in the house as well.
I really like that. And is like the playlist something that you make, or do you share it with your like followers and on your website?
So we offer as a freebie on our website. So you can find that on our website. You just have to enter your email, and then it gives you the link to the playlist.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. And we can share all those links with you. We also have the link to, we have a free 30 days of good deeds in Ramadan printout that we've updated for this year. And so people can, it has like 30 days of good deeds that you can do each day that, you know, that you can kind of print out. It's free. We also have a couple of other freebies on our website. We can share the link with all of those with you guys.
Yeah, that would be great, inshallah. Thank you so much. Yeah. And that sounds like really fun. And honestly, I got excited about it, even though it bums me out that we might not have tarawih and things like that. But honestly, it's making me feel better that, you know, we have all these resources that we can make Ramadan really nice this year too.
Yeah, inshallah.
Inshallah. Yeah, thank you.
And is there anything else that you guys would like to share with us that we haven't like hit on or anything like that?
So we actually will be offering free shipping over 35. So that's something that's going to happen for USA. And that's something that's going to happen, inshallah. I'm sorry, not going to happen. It's going to help, you know, people get access to our products. We also carry our products in a lot of bakeries and bookstores, and we're carried in California, and we're also part of we're carried in California, Memphis locally. We have a couple shops that we're carried in. We're also carried in Denver and Atlanta, and I think there's also a store in Michigan that we're also carried in. And then we're also carried in a Muslim subscription box called Bismillah Box. And let me think of another. Oh, and we're also carried in Ramadan Ready. They are a Ramadan project offering Ramadan and Eid decorations for libraries as well. So those are a couple of things that we're involved in.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Inshallah, we'll link everything that you guys talked about on like your website and everything, so everyone can go like check it out and, you know, order, or if they're like in those areas, they can get your products as
well. And
we'll
make sure to like to share it with our masjid too, just because that's like really exciting news. And I'm pretty sure that they're going to love it as well.
Yeah, inshallah.
Thank you. One thing that we also wanted to mention is, you know, part of the spirit of Ramadan is to, part of the spirit of Ramadan is to feel with people that are needy and to, you know, understand what it's like to be hungry. And so that's why since the beginning of this company, we've made sure to, we chose the organization Rise Against Hunger, which tries to combat world hunger. And so we make sure to give a portion of every purchase that we receive to that organization, because we believe so highly in their mission and in what they're trying to do. And we feel like it fits so well with the spirit of our holiday, especially Ramadan.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool that you guys do that. So, you know, inshallah, when everyone is buying their decorations, they can also feel good because they know that, you know, part of their money is going to a good cause too. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. And we really, really learned like so much. And like, I got super excited for Ramadan now just talking to you guys. And we really appreciate you guys taking the time to share about, you know, your work and all that you're doing for our communities.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We really enjoyed talking to Soha and Cesar today. They brought up some really good points, and we really think that their company is very important because we really need to work on our Ramadan and Eid spirit on an individual and like a community basis. And also because of the things that we are currently going through with Corona, we really need to make sure that this year we make it count, especially if we're going to be stuck in our houses.
And I think it's really important too, just generally, like a lot of people feel like, you know, maybe Eid and Ramadan don't mean as much or whatever, just because everyone is not celebrating them. But my favorite thing from this episode was when they talked about how, like, mindset is, like, so important in this. Like, if you go into it and you're like, it's going to suck and it's not going to be fun, then, yeah, it's going to suck and it's not going to be fun because you put that in your mind. But I think it's so important for us to be intentional about, you know, our mindset and us going in and really trying to make the most out of these months. If we're at home, if we're not at home, you know, regardless of what's happening. And just something, a lesson that I think we can all carry with us every year is that, you know, what we put into our own, you know, holidays and into our faith and into life in general is what we're going to get out.
That's so true.
I think we should all aim to go in with 100%, and you can do so while looking cute. And I will be ordering from their company for sure for Ramadan and for Eid. So we're really excited about that. They also gave us a discount code for you guys to use. The code is REALTALK20, so it's all one word, so REALTALK20, so no spaces, no nothing, all one word, and it will be 20% off your entire order, and they also are doing free shipping for any orders over $35, so just make sure to check them out. They have really cute stuff, and we hope that it helps you guys kind of elevate your Ramadan and your Eid this year.
So we'll make sure to link all their information in the description below, and we'll have the website and the code and everything that you guys need. So make sure that you order from them and keep your Ramadan festive. And we hope that you guys are all staying safe. And I feel like this is going to be our episode ending for multiple episodes to come. But please wash your hands, stay away from people, social distance, and let's get through this, everyone.
And their website is www.mscdecor.com, so make sure to check them out.
That's Real Talk, Real Muslims for you.
Bye.